This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's speak to the Deputy President of the Congress of the People, Mr. William Adesha, following reports of the suspension of the leader of the party, Muswalu Kota. Very interesting. I just read a report that the leader of the party has also suspended Mr. Madisha and others, and Mr. Bloom, as I understand it, and one other person that has been suspended. But let's talk about this issue. Mr. Madisha, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, thank you very much.
Good evening. Well, talk to us about the decision for COP to suspend its leader, Muswalu Kota. What informs that decision?
The Congress National Committee, which is the highest decision-making body in between the Congresses, is the one that suspended Mr. Kota. They did so because of many problems that he is causing. For example, he caused the meeting of the people who are not members of COP, who are not in the executive, and they come up with those kind of resolutions of saying we must stop people from working here and there and so on and so on. Now that we believe and of course it affects dividing the organization, but apart from that, which is even worse, is to get involved in corruption, and we have effects that we shall release to the nation. For example, when a councillor who is not supposed to be in a particular place, who is not on the list, is taken by a president to go and replace another councillor who is supposed to be there, okay? Why? Because the person that the president is taking there is a friend of his, and many other areas. We believe that that is wrong, and that is why...
Is that the area of corruption that you're referring to?
Not only that. There are other terrible areas that we are going to mention. We shall call the press conference. We shall call the people of South Africa and give them the proof. Remember, when you talk about corruption, it's not only that kind of thing. There are very many kinds of corruption that we can talk about, and we are going to release that.
And in terms of saying it's dividing the party, I understand you as the leadership had asked him to step aside because of his ill health sometime in the past.
Look, that is why we are surprised about his actions. You see, those of us who have been working very close to him, we have done this for more than 2 years. He has not been well. He is not well. We know what has actually been happening. He has gone for operations 5 times, okay, over a period of 2 years only. And that is why we went to him and said, call the president, we think that you need to rest. As you may be aware, he does not even go to parliament. He's supposed to be a member of parliament. He doesn't attend. He are the best witnesses. But then not only that, he does not do the other kinds of work that he's supposed to do as president of the organization. But he said that which he does is to call people who are not members of COP. They go to, you know, a place, you know, in a rendezvous, and they come up with this kind of, stupid decision. That will not take the organization forward. When we started, the people who voted for COP were 1.3 million, but right now it's less than 200,000. And that is why we say this must be stopped.
But you are the deputy. When he's not able to perform, you should jump in. That's expected of you. So if you were to talk of the numbers, you should share in the responsibility as well.
Exactly. You are correct. Hence our going to him. In front of his family, to his people, to say, no, man, he is having a problem. He must be assisted. And remember, when we say he must step back, we're not saying that he must move out of the parliament without anything. There are regulations, for example. If you move out of parliament, what happens? If you are ill, you don't simply move out and you don't get paid altogether. You still get paid, you still get your benefit, but then the organization can take another person and take that particular person to replace you at the parliament. You don't lose anything, okay? And we have advised him to do same, that please go home, Ndati, just rest, get everything that you were getting at parliament, but for COP to do its work there, then COP must send another person.
Now, his suspension now, will it affect his position in parliament?
Look, what the executive said was that, yes, he's suspended as president of the organization, but the executive further said other inner executives must go sit down and come up with ways and means of dealing with this thing. We have a constitution. We have the disciplinary processes. We have the code of conduct. Now, we have been instructed to go sit down so that we can sit down with him and make sure that we look into this thing. Remember, you cannot simply say you are guilty even before you are given a chance to respond. That is why we have been given that instruction to do that.
You would have seen other reports that says actually now you are suspended as well by him. How do you respond to that? Are you aware of your suspension?
We don't know anything about that. After all, if an individual can rise and say that is the case, that is the highest level of stupidity that one has ever had. I mean, that is not.
But it happens in political parties, as you would know. That happens in political parties, as a matter of fact.
That an individual leader can do that.
Yeah, and suspend. You know the other political party, they were in court because the other leader suspended the other. Well, I mean, in COPE, there's been instances where there were issues between the former leader, Mr. Mbazimashilo and Mr. Alukota back then.
What you are saying is exactly what you are trying to stop. Yes, I know, yes, problems with the three past deputy president. But then if you become a deputy president, you get into trouble. However, I'm far from that, I must say. This is not a matter between him and I. It's a matter between him and the organization as a whole. I don't contest positions. Even when I was the president of the trade union movement for all those more than a decade and a half, I did not do that. Hence, when problems arose, when people were found to be corrupt, I said, I'm moving out. Okay. Now, in this instance, it's not me, it must be understood. That is a reason to say the man is against me. No, it's the executive as a whole, 18 people plus people from all the provinces that have come together and said, no, there is a problem. We can't allow the president to form parallel structures in these provinces and even at national level to divide the organization.
Thank you very much, Mr. Madisha. Appreciate your time. That's the deputy president of COPE, Mr. Madisha. The Congress of the People have retracted their statement that their president, Mr. Alukota, has been suspended. So the party released a statement, of course, on Monday, citing reasons for the suspension of their party leader. One of them was that the role he's playing is dividing the party. But then there is another announcement that came. The party's national chairperson, Deborah Luate, said that the previous statement was issued by the deputy president, Wilma Disha, in haste and desperate attempt to save his own skin and those of his clique. And this is what we want to understand, as well as to what necessarily is the situation, what is happening there. So we're looking for Mr. Teboho Luate there. Good evening. Welcome to Capricorn Talk.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you very much for joining us. So yesterday, we actually spoke to Mr. Wilma Disha about the suspension of the leader, Mr. Alukota. I understand that suspension has been retracted. What is the state of affairs in the party?
Let me just say, to be honest, the party has never suspended Mr. Alukota because there are no grounds. We don't even know who these people are who said that he's suspended, that Mr. Madisha is representing. That's the first thing.
What do you mean you don't know who these people are?
Well, when I say we don't know, is that whoever discussed such and came to that conclusion that Mr. Alukota is suspended, people that we don't know.
These are not members of COPE.
We are members of COPE, but we were never in such a meeting where such things were discussed.
Well, the other practicalities, other members other than yourselves, including Mr. Wilma Disha, were in that meeting.
Well, that is what would be interesting to know who those people are, because the CNC, which is the Congress National Committee, has never said to discuss such a thing.
And that was the assertion made by Mr. Madisha, actually, that Congress set, and it was their decision. So they've never said, as far as you're concerned.
Well, as far as I know, the Congress National Committee, which is made up of 30 members who were elected at the Congress, which is a committee that I chair, has never met to discuss such a thing.
Right. So, therefore, as far as you're concerned, the suspension was not valid?
It's not valid.
Have you been engaged on these issues that are being raised around Mr. Mr. Alukota, his state of health, and him not being able to participate in political party engagement?
Well, I also started hearing them from the media yesterday. Not at any stage were these matters tabled within the party for any discussion.
Because the Eko Ruleni branch of your party, as I understand it, raised these issues almost a month ago.
The Ekurhuleni matter, what had happened there is that in Ekurhuleni, all that we know is that Mr. Madisha deposed a court application, which we opposed, because in that court application, he reflected false information that he has been given permission by the party to depose such an application.
Mm.
And there has never been such an infraction or a mandate for him to do as such.
So as far as your concern as the party, as things stands, I'll go back to my question. What is the status quo? What is the situation with the leadership?
Well, the status quo at the moment is that the party is still being led by Mr. Lekota.
Mm.
He's in good health. Tomorrow he will be there at the press conference that is going to take place. So everybody will judge for themselves. And as it is, in as far as the meeting that took place on the 20th, which was the National Congress Committee meeting, Mr. Madisha was issued with a letter of suspension which he received on the 26th. So my take of it is that this that is happening is sort of a retaliation. That's why I'm saying it's matters that were never discussed with the party.
The meeting that you're referring to, what meeting is this of the Congress that is being suspended?
That was the Congress National Committee meeting of the 20th of August.
Why is he suspended for it?
Well, that's where the issues about the Ekurhuleni matter were raised.
But you said you do not know of such a Congress.
No. I'm referring to the meeting that he is talking about where he says they took a decision. These are two separate meetings. The meeting that he's talking about,
yes,
which he was reporting on yesterday,
yes,
is the one that I'm saying we don't know about that meeting.
The meeting I'm referring to
is the meeting which was convened, which he opted not to attend, which was on the 26th of August, or on the 20th of August.
Who attended that meeting? Did Mr. Lekota attend that meeting?
Yes.
You're saying that Mr. Madisha is actually, in fact, suspended. Him and who else?
It's himself, Dennis Bloom, and Mr. Shepo.
What are they suspended for, especially the other two?
Well, if I were to be specific about Mr. Bloom is the national spokesperson of the party. And in his functions, in terms of our constitution, one of the main functions is that he needs to protect the image of the party.
Mm.
And he was found to be the one who started with this call that Mr. Lekota must leave the party and all that. So he was suspended so that there should be investigation into that incident so that he can get an opportunity to answer for himself.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Lwata. Appreciate your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.